You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show of Tip TV. It's Thursday, the 31st of March, the day after the UK steel industry died. I'm here with Bill Hubbard, market analyst for Optic.com. How are you today, Bill?
Confused.com after Auntie Janet's comments earlier this week.
Right, so, maybe some people like me who actually stop listening to it because it doesn't actually help me very much get a handle on anything. Is that a fair thing to say?
I think it is. I mean, I think, you know, you've had four of her governors this month alone saying, you know, the dots are 2 interest rate hikes this year. We know tomorrow non-farm payrolls. My talk is 225,000, 4.9%. But again, what we all will be looking for, forget those numbers, it's going to be the average earnings. But I think I'm just confused. It's too much information. And the simple fact is, I don't mean to bring up one of those other channels, but on Tuesday night, a very good friend of mine, Brian Sullivan at CNBC, must have asked at least 20 times, what is she seeing that's wrong with the U.S. economy that nobody else seems to be seeing? And I mean, that's what everybody's saying. I mean, where is she getting these numbers from?
Well, there's the threats, the storm, you know, the storm blasting around the emerging markets, which could affect the United States of America.
Yeah, okay.
Right, let's go straight into the slides for today. Don't forget to download the Tip TV Finance app on the App Store or Android, Google Play. Join us at official Tip TV on Twitter, joining the Tip TV family for the latest news and updates. And then what's trending? The Fed on interest rates, or the Fed and interest rates. Fed's Evans sees a high hurdle to an April rate hike. June is a possible.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think anybody really believed April. It was much too soon. I still, and I felt this way, as you know, for months. We'll get one in June and we'll get one in December, because the simple fact is the U.S. economy is doing well, okay? Period.
Okay, ECB Draghi on the bond market. Europe's bond shortage means Draghi is about to shock the market.
What's he going to do, not show up?
Well, yes, exactly. What with? And then the Bank of Japan, Kuroda, he's got, obviously, there's nothing left in the tank now. So what I can say is the Bank of Japan says there's no limit to monetary easing.
Okay.
Right, even though we have negative interest rates. Mike's morning markets overnight. Asia's stocks mixed but closed March with the best monthly gain since May 2009. Amazing statistic.
Yes, okay. I mean, this goes back to when we were talking about this, and I mentioned in mid-February, maybe I was the only person in the world that felt the glass was half filled rather than half empty. And the simple fact is we've come roaring back, and you see right now, I mean, phenomenal.
It's made a monkey of many people.
Yes, it has. The only thing that has not happened, and this is what I'm looking for, money is not going into equity mutual funds or investment funds. Okay, it's still maybe the speculators are buying this. So once that happens, then there is no limit to how high these global equity markets.
I suppose people have the fear of God, so they're sort of still waiting to see what settle. Maybe after tomorrow they will be more relaxed. International investors sell Japanese securities, equities, and bonds at the highest pace in at least 11 years, which is strange given the stance of some of our guests on the show, and that's according to Ministry of Finance data. McKinsey sees iron ore falling to $45 to $50 on weak fundamentals. The Chinese steel mill sees industry ice age.
Oh, really?
Well, that's rather bad for the good people of Port Talbot at the moment. And then Europe was indicated slightly lower this morning, and that has been.
And I mean, out. I think, as he just said, end of the month, end of the quarter, end of the Japanese fiscal year. So, if nothing else, people have had phenomenal profits as we've seen in March. Why not take a few of those profits, put them back on tomorrow?
Okay, well, let's move along. We've got the Forex open positions. People long up to the eyeballs of gold and pretty long of dollar yen. I suppose, going along with the BOJ's view. Sorry, that was silver at the top there. Gold is also a well bid, as is the Canadian dollar. On the short side, we've got euro sterling, which is a 41% long, 58% short, and the euro dollar 36% long and 63% short. So people betting at the moment the wrong way on the euro.
I mean, it's been a situation where, you know, we've had more and more of our technical analysts have come in and said, yes, you know, 12.5, 113. You know, I think we failed at 113.80. Mm. You know, it's a simple question of who is leading the market? Are the technicians leading the fundamentalists, or the fundamentalists leading the technicians? And I think we don't need to say this. We saw everybody was totally wrong-footed with Auntie Janet's comments earlier this week. Now, will they be wrong-footed again tomorrow if we get a very positive and very strong U.S. non-farm payroll number?
Okay, let's see what we have next, and it's regarding the NASDAQ, which is today testing 4,500 key level as it was previously support during the November, December sideways move. With the close above the line, it would resume support duties, and from there, the index can then push back towards the 15-year high. Amazing stuff. Momentum has room to climb. Today's buy ideas are all reassertion candidates from the index. Next market is, we've got actually the broker forecast here. Hays, which is the jobs people, employment people. Goldman Sachs, buyer there, which I suppose with these sorts of companies, it sort of play really on, positive economy, positive sure. sentiment and everything else. So I thought that was a little bit strange at this particular exactly. Point in the situation. You wouldn't really be hiring ahead of Brexit fears.
No, I think everybody is that way, okay? I mean, everybody has sort of put anything in this country, and even maybe I think this is one of the things where people interpret what Janet Yellen was saying, although I don't think she used the word Brexit, and I'm hearing that Bank of America, Merrill, you can't use the term anymore, okay?
Yes, so they've it's still been sort of airbrushed out of history.
Exactly right.
Is that a good development? You seem to have gone into sort of the it's almost sort of like a sort of Russian-Chinese type of thing,
exactly
where we're not allowed to say anything or say.
I mean, because there's not a soul out there that doesn't feel the 23rd of June. You know, what's it going to be like on the 24th? Okay, and I mean that's all the papers are saying now. Whether it's immigration, whether it's about the steel, whether it's about tariffs, whether it's about dumping, et cetera, et cetera. So I mean, I think it's rather silly, and also, looking at the employment, I'm sure this city is doing well, and I'm sure there are other parts of the country that are doing well. I mean, unfortunately, what we're looking at, as we all know, is the steel industry. What's that, another 15,000 people, throughout the country that could be, will be, maybe looking for a job, effective midnight tonight.
All right. Well, let's move on to that. William Hill, it's always interesting when you have a betting company losing money or not doing
losing
well. You would always be backing the bookie, but not in this case. A tough time for them. Not quite understandable from a fundamental point of view, but Jefferies going for underperform there with this and slashing the price target, alas, a little bit too late. And then with Kingfisher, my play on, I suppose, it's the, people with all the migrants here, it's easy to get somebody to do your DIY for you. So the DIY boom seems to have been curtailed, even though the housing market is still strong. So Credit Suisse going against my views of outperform. They kept sort of nudged up their target a little bit to 425. Next, we'll look at the charts. And Hays really hit hard, yeah. Outperformed from these levels. Well, maybe, but doesn't look like it's been a great. Doesn't look like a great situation at all. Surprisingly weak, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Next is William Hill, another stock on the back foot, massive gap to the downside there. Presumably, the only hope really here is that support will come in towards the £3 level, and then on to Kingfisher, where the DIY revolution is back. The company's announced a lot of restructuring in recent months, so maybe that is what the market's focusing on. But the outlook there seems to be a little bit mixed, to say the least.
Right,
so Bill, just to conclude, you're ahead of tomorrow's big, it's the biggest event on the economic calendar.
Yeah.
Bullish, bearish, or just staying pat?
Well, I feel my call is plus 225,000, which is slightly above the 6-month, 12-month moving average of a little over 200. I think the rate stays at 4.9, and I think one thing we discussed earlier, I see average earnings bouncing back. I'm at 2.2%. I know three other far more intellectual people than I am, feel we could get the payback from a lower than expected February number tomorrow at about 2.4. And again, it goes back to the simple fact is, what does Janet Yellen want to do in reference to the U.S. economy is doing extremely well, employment picture good, housing market good, etc. But as I say, it's the average earnings. And even you had one of the Fed governors yesterday. This is the fourth governor this month saying they are looking at 2 rate hikes this year. And he even said it may take to the end of the year to get 2.5% inflation. But again, we're in a no inflation global economy. And you know, last comment here was last Friday, we got the GDP numbers from the States. Well, more and more people are calling it not gross domestic product, but gross domestic problem. In this day and age, how do you justify intellectual capacity? In the old days, you knew you and I could build 3.8 automobiles a month or this much steel. But how do you put a number on intellectual property?
Well, we can't at the moment, Bill. We'll have to sort that out at a later date. Bill Hubbard, market analyst for optech.com. Thank you very much for the opening session.